Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy.
Yeah.
And your boy.
Freeze Love, a.k.a. Paul Freeze Love. Crusher.
Yo.
Freeze Love.
Yes, sir. F-R-E-E-Z-L-U-V. It's old school.
I like that.
Since.
Freeze Love.
80.
Since the 80s, that was your name?
For real, for real.
Because I feel like if you didn't get it in the 80s, somebody would have stole that shit, because that was about to happen. That's a good name.
It's been.
It's a solid name.
Solid. Look it up. Google.
I'm kind of pissed I didn't get that myself. That would have been right up my alley if you had told me that before. Fuck it. Freezing Love.
So what's
shit,
up,
love
man?
The place.
Freeze, speaking of Freeze Love, it's kind of cold for me.
Turn it down, bro.
Like you come to California,
sorry,
you know, it's your getaway place. You know? I'm not talking... You know,
oh, always, you're saying it's cold in here?
I'm from the East. I'm talking about I'm from the East Coast. Whenever I come out here, I always expect for it to be warm.
It is. No, it's because the world's, you know, exploding or whatever that bullshit. Dolphins are dying.
Yeah.
You know, the bees.
You see all the fish. The
birds and
birds
exploding.
Falling out the sky.
No, it's over. It's over.
It's over.
But, you kind of, I mean, it's over, but it's not going to be over for... We're going to be around. The kids, our kids are going to be around. Then it'll probably explode. So it's really,
not going to ever explode, I don't think. I just think...
We're just going to be
there'll be
a
some
little,
system changes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Maybe people won't all be allowed to have cars.
Yeah.
You know, we might just freeze. Just everybody will just, bam, freeze. And then by the time it thaws out, we'll be dead and it'll be repaired.
But somebody's going to live.
Yeah, probably.
We're like cockroaches.
Yeah?
I think we are.
I
indestructible.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of heart.
I've
got hard.
More
hard than
like the world's never ended before, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Any animal out there doesn't have the heart that we have.
No.
You know what I mean? Because our brains can appreciate how cool life is, and dogs. No, I love dogs, but they don't know how great it is to be alive.
And we can adapt to eat anything, including dogs.
That's right.
That's true. Hey, I live in Brooklyn. I've seen people.
You've seen dog sandwiches. Have you probably seen dog sandwiches?
There's dog sandwiches in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Of course, man. Come on.
What? I'm from Australia. I live in California. Come on, man.
Dog sandwiches in Australia, too. Don't act like they don't got it.
They don't have... You know, they might have some dogs. Yeah, but they don't have dog sandwiches.
They got dog sandwiches.
They don't have dog sandwiches.
You don't know that dog
sandwiches. How would I know? I was born there. In the outback, you can get a dog sandwich.
Dog
sandwich.
Not in the city.
Dingo sandwich.
Not in the city.
Yeah.
You know, there's that. Oh, for sure there's dingo sandwiches.
With boysenberry sauce.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Kaiser.
And Vegemite.
Did you eat a dog sandwich?
Have I ever eaten a dog sandwich? Yeah. I'm sure.
You just don't know you.
I'm from New York, man. Of course I've eaten a dog sandwich.
You're saying, is that nasty that there's dudes that are chopping up dogs instead of
I'm
using other meat?
I'm saying there's been moments when I've been into something and said, this is not beef. That's what I'm saying. This is not beef.
Yo, we were there.
There's been moments, man.
We were at the airport. Remember that time?
We went to the
barbecue.
We can't say whose barbecue because it sounds racist, but it wasn't black people's barbecue. And it was a so-and-so barbecue place. We went there. It was almost like somebody took like people's belts and put them in sections. And then, you know, marinated it in barbecue sauce and put it on the bread. As soon as you bit into it, the meat just slid right off. You know, it's hanging on your face.
And then if you didn't get the leather belt piece, then they had, like, strips of tire, like rubber.
It was disgusting,
you could not chew this. It did not break down.
Why?
It wasn't beef.
We were done asking.
It wasn't beef, man.
It wasn't beef.
I should be able to chew through beef.
All my life.
Okay, this is, you couldn't chew through this, man.
Well, so these days, would you eat it now?
Well, I eat one now.
Shit.
Shit? I don't eat shit.
Like, not actual shit, but shit.
Dog sandwiches?
Yeah, dog sandwich.
I can still get caught out there like anybody else. You know how they dress it up. It doesn't look like a dog sandwich. It has 48 herbs and spices on it, a light coating, you know,
you're saying
sauce.
You got a hippie dog sandwich.
That's how they get you.
They play you. And you know when you bought it, you're like, right, this has got extra seasoning on the dog.
It tastes good, man. Know that. We were just down in the back. We were just down in the New Orleans. And actually ate the swamp platter.
It's called swamp
platter. The swamp platter, which means everything on that platter is from the swamp.
Alligator?
Snakes, alligators, crawfish.
Frogs.
Yeah, all that
frogs,
was on there.
Man,
I'm from
Did
Brooklyn.
You eat a frog?
Yeah, delicious.
Frog was
it was delicious?
Really?
You know why? They had 48 herbs and spices and that batter.
See, it's like, you can fry anything. When you eat frog, yeah. You've got to have a really good chef that puts up, all this other shit on it. Because the actual meat doesn't taste good. That's why. So you can just eat a fucking steak by itself. You don't have to put anything on it.
But that's what you're saying. Humans being like roaches, that's real. Because we will eat anything. It's just a matter of mind.
We know how to make it taste good.
They're just showing off, though. Mm-hmm. It's unnecessary.
Yeah, like the one guy, the Zimmerman guy, the guy that goes and eats bugs and all of this.
There's a couple of those these days.
Guys are like...
A friend of mine's coming in today with a bucket full of camel spiders.
Yeah. Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
Someone's going to put their foot in the bucket. Right?
Yeah. I just used you.
Are they venomous?
No.
Oh, just ticklish, huh? Just ticklish feet?
I heard it's not a ticklish thing. I heard it's
a bite.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's the whole idea. From what I hear...
So you just didn't feel his foot getting pinched.
From what I hear, we're going to put our foot in a bucket, and immediately these camel spiders are going to jump on us and start biting us.
They're going to do... You're going to do this?
Me and him.
You and him?
We're going to have a contest, and the loser is going to get to it.
Wow.
And Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy? I mean, wait. If you open that glass part right there where I can see through, I'll watch.
Freeze up.
Hey. I don't mess with spiders.
Not putting your foot in the bucket?
Are you kidding?
Spiders got it in for me, man. You know what I used to do when I was a kid?
What?
I used to get the daddy long legs and pull their legs off one at a time.
So, it's evil.
So spiders.
Me too.
So I know the spiders have it in for me.
They do.
They know. I'm on the books with them.
See, you fucked with the wrong crew right there. Guy, I fucked with flies when I was a kid, and that's no big deal. Because flies don't like me. I'm like, so what? Try to fly in my face. I'm not really fazed by that shit. But a spider, if I'm fucking with the team of spider around the globe... Nah. For the rest of my days, that's fucking Charlie Murphy, the guy that pulled Eddie's fucking legs off.
One by one.
Yeah.
And then he made him race against another one, and I would take two of them and give him one leg each. Daddy Long Legs had eight legs. Give one leg. So the one legged Daddy Long Leg race.
Oh, man.
Made him race.
Oh, man.
He made him race with a cigarette lighter. You like the cigarette lighter? That's evil stuff they can't stick up. You know, I wouldn't do that now, but I know the spiders remember me for that, you know.
Yeah. I used to put a stick in these big flies in Australia. They're called march flies. And I would get a little stick, catch them, and shove a stick up their ass. And turn them into a dragonfly.
Wow.
Yeah, and they were like, some of them were like diesel enough to actually get off the ground and fly around. Just wow. Power to weight ratio, a massive log up your ass.
Yeah, on fire, mind you.
On fire.
Log on fire.
No. Oh. Fuck, where were you then, man? I would have. That's a great idea. Exactly. I didn't set the log on fire. No. Oh. That would have been crazy, Rod, don't grow.
Yeah.
You got to be a kid to think of these things.
Yeah.
If you're an adult and you think of these things, you need help. But kids?
Yeah, but what about if it's your job?
Really,
Charlie, come on. Do you think people would perceive as a normal person?
What, if it was my job to kill insects?
No. What you do in your career now, you're a comedian, you say twisted shit.
I'm not normal by any means, any stretch of the imagination. You know, usually, if I'm around people that don't know I'm a comedian, they assume that something's wrong. You know, this guy, did you hear what he just said? It's crazy. They don't realize that I'm trying to come up with something new or something that could work on stage. Even around my family sometimes, I'll be talking to them trying to work something, and they'll think that I'm actually serious.
Right. Yeah. I feel like you've got an intimidating face.
Intimidating?
Yeah. You seem like an intimidating guy.
I'm from Brooklyn, man.
You've got, they taught you how to do that, right?
I have more than one face.
Can you fight?
Yes.
But, like, do you got, like, a boxing background or anything like that, or street fighting?
Karate.
Oh, yeah?
And street fighting, yeah, of course.
But karate?
Yeah,
you did 12 karate?
12 years, man. 12 years.
12 years of karate?
12 years in the ring, man, yeah.
In the ring?
In the ring.
You competed?
Competed, yeah. My brother still does it. My youngest brother, Vernon, he still does it.
How many brothers you got?
Two of them. Eddie and Vernon.
You did karate for 12...
Goju-ryu. That was the style, man.
But was it for...
It's Japanese.
Did you get trophies?
Karate. Trophies, belts, all that shit, yeah.
What belt were you?
So you get belts for fights. If you go to a tournament, that may be...
You're a belt
class,
holder?
They give you a belt.
Were you pro?
Or they give you a... No, I never turned pro now.
But you did... Okay, amateur.
You can do this right... Like, for instance, you can start right now. I don't know how old you are. You can start right now... In, you know, amateur karate.
Yeah.
Get a black belt or whatever in a couple of years and everything, and go on the circuit and go around the country and go to different tournaments. If you get into the whole tournament thing, it becomes like what you like to do.
Hmm.
You know, yeah, you'll have a collection of belts and trophies and all that shit.
And you did.
If you win, yeah, yeah.
And
that was my life, man. That was it. Was they used to call me Karate Joe. Man.
Let me ask you this: if you're in a street fight and you have this background of karate, did you use karate motherfuckers, or did you go old school and just start rolling?
Is to win, period, man.
Do you
so
cheat?
If you want to, yeah, right. Yeah, whatever I got to do, man. Bite, scratch.
My dad always said that. He's like, yeah. If you just got to, if you're going to fight somebody, you know, you definitely don't want to lose.
If you ever have a fight with a martial artist, you jump into a stance, that's probably saying he's not good.
I've always said that. No, well, if you're going to do it,
That's fake.
It's the last second.
He jumps into a pole.
Is when I do it. Yeah. No, because he's trying to make you not fight.
He's supposed to jump on you, not into a pole.
That's right. That's right.
It's a different mentality.
Glenn Danzig, do you know who that is?
Yeah, no.
He's a metal guy, a long time ago. And people fucking hate this guy for this, and I don't think it's... Like, it could happen to people who don't know. They don't ever, if you weren't raised fighting, you don't know about it that much. You know, just like you said, that if you do the chest push, you just kind of fucked yourself. Because if the guy you just pushed can fight at all, you just set it up.
No, you just gave away the first swing.
Yeah.
You gave away the first strike.
So Glenn Danzig did that to a guy backstage and did the fucking, it was the craziest thing because he went chest bump and dropped his hands and said, "What?" It's like, dude, you just picked a fight with me and put your hands down.
Right, and now you get knocked out. Now you get knocked out. Yeah.
Wow. Some people don't know.
Anatomy of a fight. You know, that's part of you study the whole thing. Yeah. Fights have an edge. It's a whole thing that leads up to a fight. And, you know, and you recognize it. Most people who are trained in security, you know, they learn those techniques. Yeah. They can tell just about when it's going to blow right now. So right now, right before you think you're going to blow, I want to, you know, redirect your focus.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
So.
You know?
Yeah. No. I know. I know what I'm doing. I didn't, but now I do. But that's because I'm a professional fighter, so now it's different.
Are you a professional?
That's right. I'm undefeated.
MMA? What you do?
Both. Boxing and MMA.
Boxing and MMA?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
My nephew, Brandon. He's
in my
MMA.
Boxing, I would destroy him.
Okay. I won't come to the match.
Ellis Mania 7.
Okay.
Who? Your cousin?
No, my nephew, Brandon.
Your nephew? How old is he?
He's 20.
That's old enough. I'll beat the shit out of him.
He's been doing karate since he was 8.
Karate? He will die. He will die.
He changed the MMA at 18. He's been doing the MMA style training for like 2 years now.
How big is he?
Brandon, he's about 160 pounds.
I can't do that, I'm a 200.
That doesn't mean anything, man. He can fight. This guy can fight.
You sure you want to put him on the line like that, Charlie? I can tell you don't know. You don't know who I am. You're like skateboard guy, whatever. I'm
looking at your face, your nose, your ears, and all that. You don't have the markings of it.
My nose is all wobbly. Are you kidding me?
Nah, your nose doesn't look like somebody really.
He doesn't have the markings of a fighter.
See, I was thinking the same. Your nose is straighter than mine.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I can see it. So, we're trying to argue who's got the most fucked up nose.
My nose can absorb a tremendous shock.
So, come on. I don't get knocked out.
I remember this dude stomped my nose. I felt like my nose wrapped around my whole head.
A guy jumped on your nose?
Stomped it.
You're on your back on the ground and he jumped on your face?
No, his foot stomped my nose. Stomped my face.
Yeah, but you're down on the ground there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he stomped you in the face.
Stomped my face.
Why?
The focus of the energy went to my nose. Yeah. I felt it.
Yeah. It didn't break.
We were sparring, you know, that's what happened.
What? Wait a minute. You're sparring in karate and somebody foot stomps you? No, right. Charlie Murphy.
You know when that happens when you first start?
No.
Because
y'all
don't know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
You don't know what you're doing. You're trying to kill your buddy.
Both of y'all know what you're doing, and that's when those type of things happen. If the guy goes crazy and takes it too far, stomps your nose.
Takes it too far.
Goes, "Yummy!" Man. He tells you, explains to you, you can't stomp your dojo brother's nose. Wow. You know, we can't do that in here.
Jesus.
And then you develop. But your nose did get stomped, you know, and the memory is there. What I learned from that is that my nose can take a tremendous blow. That's what I learned.
Charlie Murphy is at the Irvine Improv tonight and Saturday and Sunday. Tickets at improv.com and charliemurphycomedy.com. charliemurphycomedy.com, what's on there?
That's my website.
Yeah, I know, but is it like, do you make an effort? Or is
I make an effort, yeah, man. My web is brand new, the one that we have up now. We just finished redoing it all over again, you know? Yeah. It's interactive. Yeah, check it out. It's nice.
It's Freeze-Lo, you're on there?
Yeah.
You're on there? Yeah. What do you have? Do you have, like, videos, clips of you doing?
Video clips, movie clips,
Crash comedy stuff.
Yeah. We have also my dates, where I'm going to be, where I'm going next, all of that. You know?
Any plans for a TV show?
Yeah, I just finished doing a pilot with Terry Crews. You know?
I would love it if you had a TV Saturday, show. I think you could do it. It's like, do you know Nick Swartzen?
Nick Swartzen.
White dude, little kind of fat, looks a little gay, kind of. He has his own show on Comedy Central. He's in tons of movies, Blades of Glory and shit like that. The creepy guy that wants to wear people's skin.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
He's awesome. Yeah, he got a show. I'm like, because they don't have.
I'm going to have to check it out now.
Yeah, because.
Nick Swartzen, I'm going to check
it out. Every time I've seen you on there, you write, you're a comedian. You got bits for days,
right?
We got
some new stuff for you. And we got, if you can make it this weekend, come through, definitely.
All right.
Please.
Well, mate, can I? Can you get me? Can you hook me up?
Absolutely, man.
Raw Dog, you want to go?
We got you.
Yeah, man.
We got you, man.
Let's go see this shit. Supercross and then fucking Charlie Murphy.
Your foot is getting ready to get bit up.
Right? Yeah, but we had. Yeah, somebody tried to say that they will eat the flesh, but. then someone else tried to say that's a lie. But still bad. It's supposedly really bad. Really painful.
Y'all come to the show. We'll tell who won the contest when we see y'all.
Yeah.
Because one of y'all going to be limping.
They have one of those big open toed hospital boots.
Fucking man. I sort of want to. I was just enjoying talking to Charlie Murphy, and now it's like, okay, dude, thanks for being on the show. Coming back, fucking camel spiders are going to bite my feet, dude.
Damn, the reality.
So stupid.
Hey, man,
just to be famous.
What we got
to
do?
Hey, would you do it, Charlie, if you're on your way up back in the day?
Nah.
To make
nothing
your big
insects.
Break?
I don't deal with insects. We don't get along at all.
Did you ever really try to making it, you know, making it big as a comedian and being famous?
Do like some gagging.
Has that been
praying mantis on stage?
No.
And now he will do his closing act. Drum roll, please.
Was it nerve wracking? Like, is there pressure for you to get fame? Like, do you like, I've got to succeed. I'm trying to succeed. Never thought that.
Never. And that,
was it easy to you?
When it happened, I didn't expect it and I didn't believe it for at least 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even now, I'm still like,
change it.
This shit cannot be real at all. Man. At any moment, it could turn back to get back to the gas station.
I think that's a good way to look at it.
That's the way you better look at it.
Raw Dog, are you ready to go back to the gas station?
Am I ready to go back to the gas station? No.
Whoever the fuck you are right now, I would love to know. One question for Charlie and somebody here. Sean.
Hey, what's up, El Saint?
What up?
Hey, Charlie Murphy, I just wanted to ask you, was you in a rap group back way back in the day called K9 Posse? Was that your group?
No, that was my brother Vern's group, and I used to write for them, and I produced the album.
Oh, okay, because I know whenever you were on the Chappelle Show and your name came out right away, I know that I've seen your name in the credits of the cassette tape, you know, when I had it. I just didn't know if that was you or your brother.
Yeah, that was my younger brother, man. I wrote raps back then, and I produced the album, but I wasn't actually in the group.
All right, man. Hey, good talking to you. You're a funny motherfucker, man.
Thanks, bro. That's what's up.
All right. Charlie Murphy, charliemurphycomedy.com. Website's got everything on there. All the dates for everything, right?
And then, everything.
And then improv.com if you want to get tickets to Irvine Improv tonight. Saturday and Sunday.
And Sunday. That's right.
And fucking Freeze Love's going to be there too. You're kicking it off.
Opening
it goes Freeze Love and then it goes Charlie Murphy.
Yeah.
And we got Gabriel. What's Gabriel?
And also, my man.
Gabriel.
Gabe.
Come on.
Gabriel Lopez.
He sounds
Gabriel
big.
Lopez.
Gabriel Lopez. Hey,
Gabriel
I
Lopez
that name.
Is going to be. Yeah, I know you heard that name. He's funny, from around here. He's a funny dude.
Yeah,
right.
Funny too. That's
so him,
Gabriel
then
Lopez
you, Freeze?
Works.
Yeah, then me, then Charlie.
Then Charlie.
Every time I'm in the Bay Area, around in the Orange County Vegas, area, whatever, something. We Gabriel Lopez.
Are you friendly to the fans when they show up?
Absolutely.
Can people talk to Charlie?
I'll be selling books and DVDs. And
you got a book?
Taking pictures, shaking hands, and all of that.
You got a book?
I'm running for president. Yeah, I got a book, man. Charlie Murphy.
You're running for president? What do you stand for?
What I'm saying.
What do you stand for?
If I was president, what do I stand for? What I stand for is go for yours. There's no taxes. Take your fellow man.
Oh, my God.
If you can beat the man next door, take his house. Take it.
I was like, man, he's going to be a little bit drastic.
He can never be.
No, he can never be a bouncing rod.
Oh my God,
you're out of your mind.
I was the absolute supreme ruler. My first law would be I would abolish sex for all men. I would be the only man allowed to have sex with women in the whole planet.
You got to go.
All the women would be mine. All the ugly ones, too.
What a motherfucker. You're taking the ugly ones, too?
All of them.
What
I'll tell all other guys, you might as well burn it. Chop it up and burn it.
He'd be like,
I am legend.
You'd be hanging out at night time with a bunch of fucking creepy homos and be come flying out trying to get a piece. They haven't had sex for 20 years. Imagine what the rest of the world would be like if Charlie Murphy had all the women.
Right.
We would fucking destroy you. I'd dig a hole and come up with
money. No, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go nowhere. I'd be in bed all the time.
That bed will blow up. We'll rig it.
Chris.
What's up, Ellis?
Hurry up, Chris.
Yo, Charlie Murphy, what's going on? Big fan.
What's up, Chris?
What's going on? Any chance of you bringing Dave Chappelle out of hiding?
Me bringing Dave Chappelle out of hiding. Well, seeing how Dave Chappelle is not a trained bear, I don't know if I can bring him out of anywhere. Yeah. So that's Dave Chappelle.
You know, Charlie Murphy is not Dave Chappelle's mom. You know that, right?
I understand. Yeah,
Dave is doing what he wants to do, man. I talk to him quite frequently, and he's pretty happy with his life, man. So, you know, he comes out, he does stand up when he wants to do it, and he goes home. He goes home and enjoys his family, man. So yeah, I guess he's happy with the arrangement. And if that's good for him, that's good for me, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Raw Dog, I'm happy that there's nothing running through your brain whatsoever right now, and you've got the most blank look on the planet. You're shitting yourself, aren't you?
No, I'm not thinking about the camel spider.
You're not thinking about the camel spider? You look like you're shook up again.
I'm good.
We just recently had a contest where the loser had to make out with a gay dude. And I knew it was a push-up contest, so I was like, yeah, let's have a push-up contest. Okay, with a gay dude. Motherfucker's never going to do as many push-ups as me. And then he beat the other guy. But before you beat the other guy, man, he went green. He's like a green man doing push-ups.
Well, you know, he knew what was at stake.
Sure. JJ.
He knew what was at stake if he lost.
What up, man?
Hey, dude. I live in St. Louis, and we were doing a bike show at a news station there, and Charlie Murphy just so happened to be there that morning, and he watched our bike show, and then afterwards we got to talk with him, and he was a really cool motherfucker, man. It was just really neat to just see him kind of talking about BMX, and I guess he had like a cousin that rides, and it was pretty cool, man. I just didn't know if he remembered that.
I remember that. Of course I remember that. My brother is the one who I told you he rides. My brother rides, and his son that I told you yesterday, MMA Friday, he does all that. He rides bikes.
Knock the fuck out, horses. Charlie.
He's not no regular dude, man. Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
That was really cool, man. I was glad that you got to see our show, and it was fun as fuck, man.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it being here. I'll come back through next time.
What's up? Charlie, hey, thanks for being on the show, man. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. This is good radio, man. It was fun, man.
You're the fucking man. All the best to you.
Thank you, man.
Freeze, you're the man. I love your style.
Thank you.
I'll see you on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's how I roll.
Come on, Sunday, man.